choking during sex may be something of an unknown to you, something that can even be a little bit daunting just at the thought. It's an important thing to be able to do if your partner finds it enjoyable and wants you to be able to do it for her. Having a man's hands around your neck plays into the fantasy of being taken, also known as ravishment. Ultimately, it comes down to the sensation, which should be a given. So make sure that you're present in the act of choking, as you'll be the conduit for the sensations that come from it. Be aware of your hands and what you're doing, but won't she eventually pass out? Of course, if you do this for long, she can lose consciousness. This is not the goal at all. Nobody's looking for that sense of danger to hit a point where you realize it may be actual danger. Remember this, the act of putting pressure on the carotid arteries will give her face a sense of fullness and flush color. So use these as your checkpoints that she's still present. Aim for shorter bursts of pressure at first, maybe a couple seconds, then release. The other option you could try with your partner is actually the safe option of the two. The back of the neck is completely separate from the throat, meaning that it doesn't have a huge impact on her breathing if you were to grab her neck from the back. If you choke properly, she won't have bruises afterward.
Focus. She's going to be able to give you a good sense of how things are going.